No, to patient sergeant, first name Chelsea. This uptown brain injury, dictation date 1/24/2013. A new paragraph. Miss Sergeant, return for follow up. She reports no tolerance to the higher dose of Cymbalta. It caused rather extensive confusion, hallucinations. It was discontinued, and Dr. Rock, ROK, put her on Zoloft, a low dose. According to the patient, she tolerates Zoloft well. Period. Novigil has not helped her energy. Actually, it created more problems with fatigue. Cause mild headache, periods, a new paragraph. The patient doesn't work. She still reports problem with memory, concentration, ability to focus and to be more anxious. Her sleep got better with use of Abilify prescribed by her primary care physician, period. The patient reports still rather significant neck stiffness and pain with a periodic numbness in her hands. We did the engineer of conduction velocity testing that showed normal nerve conductions with evidence of the mild C6, C7 radiculopathy in the left period. Patient still reports the transient dizziness when she's changing body position or do visual tracking. The dizziness actually got better after her prescription was changed and she got prisms glasses. Video nystagmogram was mostly revealed abnormal morphology of the tracking and saccades with normal positional testing and caloric testing, period. New paragraph on examination. The patient was alert, verbal, pleasant, cooperative. I found a mild convergence on eyes and sufficiency with the head thrust, as she had a mild subjective from vertiginous period. She had a reduced cervical extension and focal tenderness with palpation over the posterior neck muscles. In the period, there was a new appendicular truncal ataxia. Tendon block was normal. Deep tendon reflux is symmetric compression. Problem number one, post-traumatic post-concussive syndrome, number two, post-traumatic stress disorder, number three, neck pain, number four, post-traumatic headache, number five, generalized fatigue, anxiety, and cognitive dysfunction, and number next, post-traumatic dizziness, and vertigo, and visual evoked disbalance, period. Recommendations, number one, I will start patient on Adderall 5 milligram every morning. She will take it along with Zoloft. She will continue taking Abilify at night, period. Number next, she was told to use Percocet only as needed for the pain. Number next, I would recommend additional course of massage therapy, cervical traction, and strengthening exercise. Number next, will recommend to see neuropsychologist on the period. If your dizziness has not improved, you might need to refer her for neurooptometrist, period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD. I will see her in a follow-up in 1 month, face-to-face time, 30 minutes.